Welcome to Anomaly. We hope you enjoy this creative visualization and role-playing meditation. Our goal is to help you cultivate a sense of wonder, curiosity, balance, and joy in your inner world. It is a form of escapism and relaxation, as well as a creative outlet for the imagination. Please consider subscribing at seekanomaly.com. This project is made possible by the dollars of listeners like you. The more subscribers we have, the more episodes we'll be able to make. Help us continue this journey by donating or subscribing today. Go to seekanomaly.com. That's seekanomaly.com. Anomaly spelt with an IE, not a Y. After a few brief ads from our sponsors, your uninterrupted journey will begin.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
You are well met, observer. Take a moment to appreciate this time to explore your emotions, your feelings, the magic within you. You are clearer and stronger. However, something is weighing you down. You are carrying something you've tried to ignore. A burden you've tried to bear. You carry a curse. Sometimes people put curses on you and don't even know it. Sometimes they are inherited in a bloodline, or one might even place a curse on themselves. Have faith, you will learn how to take the energy you are applying to carry or resist this curse and use it for something new and affirming. It is time to free you of this burden and break this curse. Let's start with your breath to help you experience this new reality. Close your eyes. Leave your world behind. Go inside yourself. Let's breathe deeply together. Into your belly, not your chest. And when you do, your exhales will be longer than your inhales. Breathe in through the nose for 3 seconds, counting in your head. Feel the air move through your nostrils. Hold a beat. Now exhale through your mouth, while counting to 6 in your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in through your nose for 3, 1, 2, 3. Breathe out for 6. Continue breathing in through your nose, counting to three, and exhale through your mouth while counting to six in your head. Feel the rhythm of this breath count. Think about where there is tension in your body. Focus on it. And as you breathe, let your exhales pull this force out of you, having it leave your body. Breathe in. Breathe out. And with this exhale, you feel the tension leave your body. Keep your eyes closed, looking inward. See yourself, hear yourself. Activate the enchantments descended to you, the tranquility and strength, letting go of the past. As you exhale, you feel the void of darkness around you. Sit in the space between realities. You will go someplace that will at first seem uncomfortable, but you are safe. Keep breathing deeply at a pace that feels right to you. While you sit in the darkness, you feel ground under your feet. At first, you feel wetness. As the sensation sinks in, you feel its dampness on hard stone. You start to feel the thickness of the chill air on your skin. Through your mind's eye, you rise and feel the sensation that you are in a cave, cavern, maybe even a crypt, but nothing is visible. However, you hear the sound of water droplets falling. You walk forward in the darkness, recalling your strength as you walk. You start to feel sand under your feet, just slightly cool and wet from the moisture in the air. There are specks of amber light in the distant darkness. At first, there are four. Then five. Perhaps the size of stars in the night sky. As you continue to walk forward, more present themselves, and then more. Some merge together and start to flicker. You continue to walk. The amber light specks have become numerous enough that they have nondescript shapes, and light is casting around the space. You are now able to make out shapes in the darkness. Some are large and round, others jutting out like points from the ceiling and ground. Stalactites and stalagmites becoming visible. Water droplets fall from the points hanging down from the roof of the various caverns that fork out in different directions. Large boulders start to take form as they glisten wet. Scarce hints of large gems and crystals can be seen embedded deep in the surface of the cave. Myth says the seer's stone was mined from these walls. You pause. Take in the sounds and the stillness of the air. As your vision adjusts, the details provided by the light become clearer. The stalactites, stalagmites, and the stone columns are numerous. The amber light comes from far behind them. As you walk closer, you hear the crackle of fire. Though you don't see any direct flames, the light and warmth are coming from far behind the thick forest of stone columns, which is only letting shafts, spots, and teases of light through. Shadows dance across the darkness. This place was once called the Caverns of Asil. You being here gives it actuality. The natural sounds from the caverns have enchanted and energized it. Young magic wielders and witches come here to acquire the craft of removing their curses, reversing hexes, and facing their demons. At times, it has been used as a place of refuge from ravenous forces or dark magic. Forces that have brought undoing to anomaly. Remember, you are in a safe place. Lose yourself in the flicker lights. Think about what's challenging you. These curses that you carry. Fear, obsession, anxiety, shame, loneliness, self-hatred, anger. They are all curses one can bear. Zero in on the one. A curse on you that is most top of mind. Recall the one that you feel is most present. The weight bears you down, gets in your way. You spend too much energy on it, trying to ignore it or focusing on it. Let the vibrations of the caves echo through you. Feel this magic. Feel in your body. Feel where that curse manifests itself. Bring your attention there. That's where your curse is buried. Focus on it. Reach into yourself. Your hands reach in like they are sinking into the soft, dry, warm sands of the beach. You can feel the curse inside you. It feels hard, like a stone. Or rock. Pull it out and hold it in your two hands in front of you. Examine it. What does the curse look like? What's the shape, the texture? Smooth or jagged? What's its size? Is it small? Or does it fill your hands? What's the color or colors? What details do you notice? The flames beyond the stone spears of the cave grow bigger, creating more light. Allowing you to more clearly see the manifestation of your curse. Place the hardened stone curse on the dark sand in front of you and position your body so that one or both knees rest on the floor. Kneeling, the stone before you, draw a large round circle around it, leaving a leg's length between the stone and the circumference of the circle. Within the circle, draw a sigil in the sand with the cursed stone at the center. Use your fingers as you mark in the sand. Think about your intent to separate this curse from you. What does the symbol you are drawing look like? Does it contain straight lines? Do they intersect? Are there shapes like triangles or other symbols? Perhaps you've written a letter or words in it. Keep your intent in mind and draw what your intuition tells you. You have everything you need. You always have. Stand up. Take a few steps back. You continue to face the sigil with your curse in the center of it. Focus on the stone. Whisper this chant. This train is not part of me. I am clear of this curse. It is unlocked. I am the key. As you chant, you feel the magic within you. Feel the walls around you energized by your incantation. This train is not part of me. I am clear of this curse. It is unlocked. I am the key. You see the cursed stone and sands around it vibrate. The flames beyond build. Again, this train is not part of me. I am clear of this curse. It is unlocked. I am the key. The cursed stone rises and levitates before you. Sit in this moment. Recall your intentions to rid yourself of this curse and refocus your energy on the light within you. Breathe in. With an audible exhale, you cast the cursed stone beyond the stone pillars into the fiery pits of the caverns. Hear it bounce. Ricocheting of walls as it falls into oblivion. Gone forever. The fires die down. The caves fall silent. Specks of light re-emerge from the shadows and hover around you. Breathe in the light they cast. As you do, it replaces the empty space where the curse was inside you. If an echo or memory remains, it is only there to remind you that you are free and the curse is no longer attached to you. The memory is a gift that has been given to remind you of your strength and where you have been. it is not a reflection of where you are now. Feel the space. Feel the unlocked energy in yourself now that your curse has been lifted and cast from you. Your constitution is higher. Cherish these enchantments from Anomaly. They will serve you in this world and in yours. As the fires of the cave die down, the environment becomes darker. However, the remaining specks of light move to you, landing on you. The space becomes darker as you become brighter. Soon, you are only light in darkness. You feel yourself leaving the cavernous darkness as light, going into the sky, higher, becoming a speck among the stars. Sit in this space between realities and reflect on your first journey into the caves of Aseel. What did you experience? How do you feel? Carry it with you as you go. There lies your way. Open your eyes and feel the light.